Welcome one and all to season 3, episode 3 of Talk About It podcast with me, your host, Ameline. Welcome everybody to the Talk About It podcast. In case you don't already know, my podcast is now at 1,900 listens, which is incredible to me, but my goal is to reach 2,000 plays by the end of August. So we only have a couple of days left. So what I'm asking everyone to do after you've listened to this episode is please like, subscribe, leave a comment, do whatever you can, and please head over to my Instagram page at @talkaboutitpodcast. Please share this podcast, tell a friend, tell a family member, please do whatever you can to increase the listens of this podcast so I can reach my goal of 2,000 plays at the end of this month and really just share the message about mental health, because there's so many people with such incredible stories here on this podcast and I really want to share them. I've had some lovely messages this week from people who've just really enjoyed this season so far, and that means so much, especially since there's only been 2 episodes so far, but people have just really been loving the message that people have been sharing, so it's been incredible. So thank you all to those who have already shared and already messaged me, but I would absolutely love to get this podcast growing even bigger than it already is. So if you can, please share, like, subscribe, do whatever you can. I would really appreciate it. Now, no more chatting, let's get into the podcast. So this week's young musician is the wonderful Gemma. She is a singer-songwriter from Ireland. I love supporting young musicians from Ireland. And she has a brand new original song called Immune out now. And that is the song I'm going to be playing here on this podcast. Make sure to head over to my Instagram page at @talkaboutitpodcast, where I have posted the announcement of her feature on my page. You can follow her on Instagram at JennaCoX here. You'll also find the link to her Instagram in the description box below. So please make sure to check that out. This is such a great song. I've had it on repeat all day. So Gemma, I am so excited to share this with everybody. This is Gemma with her original song, Immune.
Bones. In the mirror, she looks in. So I'm absolutely delighted to welcome on today Jordan. He's a musician from Dublin who goes under the name of John Doe when he's performing. So Jordan, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm delighted to be on here. It's actually my first time doing anything like that, like a podcast, anything. It's nice to have a platform just to talk shy, because I feel like I can speak best through my music, but there's a lot of things behind my music and a lot of reasons why I'm doing music that I kind of want to put into words, and thus far I haven't had the opportunity yet.
Well, listen, you reached out to me asking if you could be on the podcast. I said, of course. I love when people reach out to me about these kind of things. I get so excited. And especially when it comes to young musicians and young music. And, you know, that's why I started this podcast as well, to really promote all that stuff for young people. So, John, tell us about your journey starting music, how all that came about.
I think it started with the John Doe name, actually. Like, my real name's Jordan, by the way. For music, I changed it to John Doe because when someone dies and they don't have any ID, they don't have any way of figuring out who it is, they either call it John Doe or Jane Doe. Okay. And I feel like with a lot of people, for our physical hurt, for our physical death, there's someone there to grieve. There's someone there to claim you, almost. There's someone there to realize you've been hurt. But with our mental hurt or our internal debt, which is what it can feel like at times, a lot of us are John Doe's and Jane Doe's. There is no one to grieve when you die inside. There is no one that even knows or is aware. So I feel like I wanted to almost grieve for those who are dying inside, bring attention to, you know, I have 3 goals with music. I want to bring healing to the hurt, bring light to the unknown, and bring guidance to the lost. So those are the 3, I guess, priorities that I want to use my music as a medium kind of to drive those things. Those are my goals.
Which are beautiful. I mean, they really are. I didn't know that was linked to your name, John Doe, which is really interesting. But tell me how you got started in the music industry, how you started performing.
I just started, like, I needed an outlet, and I started, like, I was just recording in my sheds, just me and a friend, and, you know, making beats, playing a bit of guitar, coming up with stuff for probably 7-8 months. We didn't release anything. We didn't properly record anything. We recorded a lot of stuff, but none of it in a studio. And then eventually I went and I had some sit downs with some people, just kind of asking for advice and, you know, direction, because music and the music industry are 2 different things. So I kind of need to learn, you know, what my next step was. So I spent the last probably 6 or 7 months between recording, and then I recently, like maybe in the last 3 months, have started doing live shit. So going to like open mics and jam sessions, and like very recently, like last 2 weeks, a couple of events, and like my own events were beyond the lineup. And it's like, it's really, live performance been completely different, because up until now, I've had no way to actually connect with other human beings. It's just been me wallowing in my own head and like sitting in a studio, and like you don't really know if you're good, because you're wondering, you know, are your friends just, you know, being your friends, or are you getting real honest feedback? So it's been good to actually get out there into the world and like fail, and, you know, at times do well and see what works, see what doesn't, meet all these people who actually resonate with what you're saying, you know, all these people who, you know, I've met people old and young and from all different parts of the world, but everyone has a similarity, everyone's there for the same reason, everyone understands the music, everyone is, you know, hurt or lost in some way. And it's just, since I've had that community of artists, community of people, I've actually, like, it's helping me, you know, on a real like life level. It's not even a hobby anymore. It's like it truly like it transitioned from like, you know, something I was doing for fun to like an obsession. And now it's like I couldn't imagine life without it. It's weird how quickly ideas snowball.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the power of music as well. And you touched on it, that it's very much, you know, it connects people. And you said it at the top of the episode, and you said it to me as well, in the message, which has struck me, that you get your words across better in music. And I feel like a lot of musicians can relate to that, definitely. So can you tell us the process of writing your music and why you think, well, you've already discussed why you think it relates to so many people, but what's your writing process like to get that across to so many?
I think that's why it resonates with certain people, because when I go to these events, I will get a guitarist or I'll get a piano player, because like I'm learning with instruments, it's not really my, you know, thing. Live, I'll get them to play, and then whatever I'm feeling on the night, I'll just sing. So as of now, every performance I do is improvised. Like we'll just come up with 3, 4, 5 songs back to back. And a lot of people at first didn't believe I was doing that, or they didn't really get why I was doing it. But I feel like when you don't sit down, when you don't write, when you don't try to make a song, you make something then, because you're actually, I feel like music isn't a skill, it's not a talent, it's not something you're good at. It's like crying, it's like screaming, it's an outlet, you know. It's like when I sing, I feel like, you know the way they talk about chakras and you having like a creative chakra here in your throat and stuff, like I actually genuinely feel like there's energy being outlet. Like it's like, you know, it's freeing. So I think when you make music in the moment, when you don't think about what you're trying to let people hear, but rather what you're trying to say, you'll end up speaking your truth. And when you speak your truth, they'll hear their truth in your words, because there's a piece of everybody else that lives inside of you, and there's a piece of you that lives inside of everyone else. So if you just be you, if you just speak about what's true to you, and you don't try to make something that will be appealing, it appeals more. Even if it's not as, like, when I'm performing live, I'll make mistakes, you know. There's times when we completely screw up, but there's times when it works out. And I think people appreciate openness and rawness and, you know, honesty, because more than often now we have dishonesty, and dishonesty seems to be celebrated. It's like the goal is to look good, to look like you're okay, to look like you are doing well despite what may be going on, rather than to just be struggling. You know, no one wants to be 23 and getting there anymore. No one wants to have not figured it out. Everyone wants everyone to think that you don't hurt, that you know what you're doing, that you're totally okay, that your life's perfect. And I think that's not true for any of us, no matter how much we pretend. And when you just accept that, and when you just show people that, they embrace you for it.
Okay, so that's all really, really powerful words that you've just said, and really powerful message you're getting across. And obviously mental health is a massive part of your music and your message. So what has that experience been like for you, like being vulnerable and sharing that? Because you said people, you know, relate to being to other people being raw and honest. So what's it like for you to be so vulnerable in your music? I think especially as you know, as a male in this
time. Forced, it's scary, I'm not gonna lie. Like at first it's kind of, you know, you don't know how people are gonna react to you. You don't know it. There is that initial fear of, you know, not being accepted. But I went into it with the idea that, you know, my goal was, even if it resonated with one person, it would be okay if every other person rejected it. So I just kind of threw myself out into it. And, you know, once you do it the first few times and the fear dissipated, then it, like I said, it's actually became an addiction. It's like now if I didn't have that outlet, I don't know what I'd do. It's become this thing of like, it drives me on, you know, because previously, like, I had this, and I think if there's any musicians or creatives or even you yourself are a creative, you can relate. You get these times of stagnation where you have all these ideas, you have all these plans, but you're probably not doing the most work on them actively. You're not like growing. And there was so much time where I was like, I was recording, I was learning a lot, but I wasn't like taking action. I wasn't getting out there. Once you get out there, once you see that, like, because it's like, if I can connect with one person, I can connect with 1,000. If I can heal 10 people, I can heal 10,000, you know? And that's the most important thing in the world, because every person you heal will heal someone else. Four people, heal people. So while I'm healing myself, and I feel like I have healed a lot actually in the last 3 or 4 months, just putting all that out there and having people come and say, you know, I've felt like that, or I've went through that, or you know, that reminded me of this in my life, or I'm currently going through that. You stop feeling alone. And I think that's the worst feeling. It's not, oh, I'm sad. It's not, oh, I'm brokenhearted. It's not, oh, I'm anxious. It's, I'm the only one that's anxious. I'm the only one that's sad. I'm the only one that's alone. That's when it feels really horrible. And I think that is the key with mental health. We just need to make people realize initially you're not alone. Yeah, working it all out, working out your anxiety, working out your depression, we're all capable of that. I truly believe that. I truly believe we all can feel better. At least that's just a base thing as a human being. We can all feel better. But the start of that is realizing that you're not the only one who doesn't feel okay.
Yeah, I think that's really beautiful to say. And I was saying this, you know, earlier on in earlier episodes, that it does start with accepting that, you know, you're not alone in what you're going through. Although no matter how hard that is to accept, that there's somebody out there who is like you and is going through the similar, if not maybe the same situation. So what would you like to say to people that are currently going through a hard time, or musicians that are currently struggling to get their emotions, their feelings, what they want down on paper? I think that's really hard as well. If you have a message you want to get across, how do you get it across?
I think the stones life throws at you, you can craft into your armor. The harder thing that life throws at you, the stronger of a weapon you're going to have to take on the future. So as hard as your current is now, that's going to mean that you have an advantage. Like right now, how I look at it is, you know, you can almost look at it as, who's more hurt than you? Who has more fuel than you? Who's more angry at their situation than you? Who's more broke than you? Who wants it more than you? Who has more reason to get it than you? If you're unhappy, if you are truly unhappy with your situation, and I've been there and I still am in many ways there, you have to look at that and say, okay, cool, I'm not happy with this, but how can I use this to get what will make me happy? Now, for me, that's bringing music to other people and making them happy. So Kurt Cobain said it best. He summed it up so easy. He said, thank you for my pain, my music needed it. So if you take your work, if you take your experience, your life, and realize that this isn't the thing that's made to break you, this is the thing that's made to make you, this is the thing that's made to build you, this is your character development moment, this is when you're meant to shine. If this is when it's shittest, this is when you're going to be at your strongest, you're going to be at your best. You just have to believe that. And that's the thing about life, whatever we believe is true. And I say that, and a lot of people, like friends of mine, have been worried about that, like, oh, you know, if I believe people aren't going to like me, then it's true. No, that's a powerful thing. You can believe the greatest things about yourself, and they will be true. They may not be true right now. Even if you say I'm happy, and there's times when you've got to force yourself to be positive, give it a week, give it 2 weeks of just forcing yourself to do it. Like, I mean, genuinely, like, there's times when you can be so unhappy that you can be in a comfortable situation and truly not enjoying it. Like, there's been times when I've been depressed and you can go out to the park and sit at a lake and meditate, and it's like, this is the worst thing ever. You just, because you're stuck in your mind. So you change out here, nothing changes. It's about changing in here, because you can take a holiday, you can get to a better place financially, even you can, you know, you can get a different friends group. But if you don't get okay with yourself, if you don't get okay with you alone when there's no one else there, because that's who you're with 24/7, that's the start with. So as shit as your situation may be, to get back to it, if you're currently unhappy, if you can be okay now, if you can be not happy, just at some base level, peaceful, content, realizing this is not the end, realizing this is a point to a better destination. If you can be happy now or okay now, imagine how happy you'll be in the future. Because if it's bad now and you can be okay, or just, you know, if you can keep it at bay, but realize that it's not you, your situation isn't you, where you're at isn't you, that dysfunctional household you live in isn't you, that abusive partner isn't you, that situation you're in, that bad workplace, that job you don't like, it's not you. So a lot of the power is not identifying in your current situation, realizing that you are a spirit that is continually going to move through situations in your life. And the truth is, they're not always going to be good. I promise you, every situation you do move through can benefit you. Even if it's bad, it can benefit you, all of them. So if you're in a bad one right now, it can benefit you. It's all about perspective. You just got to realize that this isn't the end. This is the turning point, if you let it be.
That is beautiful, and, you know, really true. I think that's something that everyone should really listen back on and hear again, because it's a beautiful message. So thank you for sharing. And I think I know what I'm already taking away from this episode here today, but is, what is one thing you want other people to take away from this episode here today, from our conversation?
I would say just take away the fact that, your mind is more powerful than you understand, and human beings are capable of incredible, incredible, incredible things, and you have potential, and you have light, and you have happiness, and you have healing, and you have strength in you that you do not understand, that you do not know, that you in the future, looking back, what you chastise now, what you shit on now, you will look back and you will be so proud, you will be so incredibly impressed, you will be so amazed, and you will realize what you are. And and that's everyone out there. No matter what your perception of yourself is, it does not change what you are. And each of us come into and leave this life being beautiful. Now, yeah,
I love that. Beautiful. I think that's so beautifully said, because it is all about looking at where you are and who you are and what situation you're in, and often turning that around or putting a positive spin on it. I really, really love it. And, you know, I'm interested to know, as our final question, what is a quote you live by and why?
I think, I have, like, the name of my album is Voluntary Insanity. And I think that's not so much a quote, but in idealism that I live by, I believe that everybody is insane to someone. You know, like they used to say in the Addams Family, Morticia said, what is chaos to the fly is, you know, normality to the spider, or something like that. I believe that we're all picking an insane, be it 40 hours a week, be it, you know, starving artists. You're picking a path that someone else doesn't approve of. You're picking a path that someone else does approve of. The question is, does it serve you? Does it make you happy? Does it serve others? Does it make others happy? So I think voluntary insanity. Pick your insane. Don't let others tell you what is crazy. Make your choice on what you view as insane, and then pick the one that you view as sanity. Now, to others, that's going to be insanity, but that's your voluntary insanity. And I think we should all live for our voluntary insanity, despite what others may say, because then you'll be happy, and hopefully others will too.
Well, I love that. I haven't really thought of it that way before. But I really like that. And, you know, I've really, really enjoyed this interview. John Doe, people should definitely go check you out on your social media pages. I'm going to put your Instagram in the description box below so people can go listen to your music. I hope to see you performing live one day. But yeah, I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much. I'll definitely take you away a lot from it.
What's something you'd like them to know? What's something you'd like them to take away just before we go?
I've never been asked that question. What is something I want people to take away? I think that the smallest little things that you do in life, you mightn't think have an impact on your life. So maybe for me, I remember watching this very specific YouTube video, and if people know me, they'll know exactly what YouTube video I'm on about. I watched one YouTube video in my life and it changed my life. I met so many incredible people because I decided to reach out to those people on that YouTube video, and I met other people and I got inspired and I took on this initiative and I did things. So for me, the one thing I want people to take away from, I suppose, this conversation and this episode is to really look at where you are, look at what you're doing, look at the perspective you're in, and take that initiative to change it, to take action, to do what you need to do, because you don't know where it's going to take you in life. And you mentioned that. I think that's so powerful that, you know, the situation you're in now is only now. It's not going to be in 10 years' time. It wasn't 10 years ago. It's now. So use where you are now to, like you said, take those stones, build your armor, and keep moving forward, because you don't know where it's going to take you. So I've never been asked that question, but I thought on my feet there. But yes, thank you so much.
No problem. It was great.
A massive thank you again to Jordan for coming on this episode today. Before I let you all go, I do just want to remind you that I have a new episode coming out every 2 weeks. So by the time I release my next episode on September 10th, I will have officially gotten my Leaving Cert results, which will determine what college I go into, which is a very scary thought because we are only a week away today from when I get my results. And when I was doing the Leaving Cert, which is a big exam in Ireland, in case you already don't know, that basically decides what points you're getting to go into college. For those who aren't in Ireland and maybe go to Britain or America and don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So this year when I was doing my Leaving Cert or my final exams, I was this year's Irish Independent Leaving Cert Diarist, which basically means that I went home after I've completed my exam and I wrote an article for the biggest national newspaper in Ireland about my experience doing that exam, how I felt that it went, how everybody else kind of felt that it went, my mental health during that time, and how I kind of kept sane throughout the exams. So that was my experience doing the Leaving Cert. Not only was I doing the exams, I was writing an article for the national paper, which was an incredible experience. And if you do want to read some of those articles, I would encourage you to head down to the description box below. I've linked my Linktree there, so you can click into that and you will find my articles. So by the time I release my next episode, I will have gotten my results. So I want to take this time to wish absolutely every single Leaving Cert student of Ireland the very, very best of luck. I know currently it is a very stressful time and worrying time for us, but the most important thing to remember is that we've done the best we can, we've completed it, we can't go back. So to look after yourselves, look after your mental health. Check in on your friends as well, because they've gone through the exact same thing as you. And I promise you, you're not alone in feeling worried or feeling
anxious about this whole experience. We all are. We're all in the same boat here. We're all going to get our results at 10 a.m. on September 2nd. So it's going to be an experience for everybody. I'm wishing everyone the very, very best of luck. As always, a massive thank you to the musician Hannah Kinsella for the beautiful intro and exit music on all my episodes. You can find her on Instagram and on YouTube at Busky Bops. That's all for this week. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Make sure to share this episode if you've enjoyed it, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thanks for listening, giving us your time to tune in.